The National Rugby League and the Australian Football League, the NRL and AFL seasons, have their finals this weekend, with both codes down to the last two teams standing. The Sydney Swans take on the Western Bulldogs in the AFL decider. That will be held at the MCG, while the Cronulla Sharks face Melbourne Storm in the NRL in Sydney. Those two sellout matches will dominate the weekend. Tomorrow's AFL Grand Final at the MCG is a story of redemption, both long-term and short-term. The Sydney Swans are going into the big game, looking to make up for the Grand Final loss 2 years ago when they were defeated by outsiders Hawthorn. For the Western Bulldogs, however, the last Grand Final they reached was way back in 1961, when the club was known as Footscray. Shane Biggs used to play with the Swans, but is now gearing up to play in the biggest game of his life against his old club. He says the journey to the grand final has been a remarkable one for everybody that's part of the Bulldogs club, including the supporters.
But just being a grand final is pretty exciting for us all, and I guess no one could have expected this. You hear stories from different supporters, yeah, stories of old days and just how much they're thanking you for still being in there at this time of year. So, yeah, it becomes pretty personal and you bring that with you for the week to come, I think.
The Bulldogs haven't won a grand final since 1954. The Swans, meanwhile, have been boosted by the news that co-captain Jared McVeigh has been cleared of injury and is available to play. In the NRL on Sunday, the Cronulla Sharks are aiming to break a premiership drought that stretches back to when the club was first formed in 1967. The contrast couldn't be starker with their opponents, the Melbourne Storm, who are appearing in their sixth grand final in the past 10 years. Sharks coach Shane Flanagan says the players won't be affected by all the grand final hype with fan stays and awards nights that have gone on during the week.
We need to lock ourselves down and start thinking about what needs to be done when that whistle blows, not about how many fans or, you know, long Captain Cook drive. That's all great, you know, for the club, you know, the bunch of 17 or 18 athletes that we've got on the bus have got to focus on the job.
Storm halfback Cooper Cronk was named joint winner of the Daly M medal during the week, alongside Jason Domalolo of the Cowboys. Cronk was delighted to get the award, despite it coming so close to the grand final.
It's part of the week, it's part of the build-up. I was very humbled to be anointed a joint winner, but come Sunday afternoon, that's moved to the background and my focus will definitely be on football.
The Storm has won the premiership twice.